Only father screaming, my Lady Gaga.
Yes, you wanna look. Yes, you wanna look.
Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa.
Mio, 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 gato. Maserati lo moto.
Ako adele ago. Abo moka watane ipo. Cause I pull up in the
Bentley. I just want to be high.
I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. It no matter the shape or color, I go make sure say I must collect.
I'm going to buffet. No man get so come on your bed. Body on check, check, check. I thought I don't want you to bet, bet, damn man.
Malaku Ivan! Malaku come!
She be make a tamuwa. Say my cookie now go join God. You want to bamba? You wanna cheat with the big boys?
Okay, it is Wednesday once again. It is yet another beautiful what will I call it session to be here, and in general is another beautiful day to be alive, and it's a great time and moment at the very beginning. I go by the name Datila Sherbrooke, and if you're just listening to me for the very first time, this is a program we do exclusively in English, and we come here every Wednesday by 6:30 to 7:30, just an hour show to tell you little bit about African music, news, and anything concerning of Africa, entertainment in general. And as I always keep saying, I don't know how you see the show, but I always want to make an adjustment to it by saying that if you noticed anything that you would love us to make an adjustment on, suggestions are always taken. So you can make your suggestion via our social media at my house, and also you can follow us at Radio Fab on Instagram, Twitter, and also on Facebook, and there you can just tell us what you think the show is missing and what should be added to it. So that's that for that. And I'm your host, and I'm Humble Boy Datula Sherbrooke. You can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCUYI. So I'm everywhere, so you can just write me and tell me if there's anything that needed to be added or removed from the show. We have a lot and a lot of news for you today, but first of all, I have to say, I don't know what's happening in the region of Maki. I don't know if it is everywhere, but I know it's really, really not funny right now, because it's officially was sunny this morning, and by 12 it was okay. By 1 it was a little bit, you know, cloudy, and before you know it, it has been raining officially since around like 2 to this very moment. I don't know how it started and how it's going, when it's going to end, but I just hope, you know, we get this moody environment out of it. I was even happy that somebody was coming, as Fido once said, Joe is coming, but now it is not. Trust me, somebody I think is not even. But hopefully after the rain is just gonna flip up and just be like, ah, we'll see sun that time. So I'm just hoping it is just the moment, it is just gonna be the last moment we got to see the dull and how will I say, crunchy weather, by the way. And we have a lot, as I said before, and we're gonna be starting with music, as I always do. Before that, we jump into our headlines for today, and then we'll talk about what is what and what is new and what has been trending. So without talking too much, I'll be starting with one of the favorite, the first to win the African music category from the Grammys. Yes. And there was one funny thing about that very day. It was officially 2 years ago that Grammy added Africa category to the Grammys. And there was one funny thing about that day. Tyler Walter won over Davido's Thames, and who should have pressed again? I guess Arrested and Whiskey. And there was one thing I noticed was the song Water did not even have percussions, samples, songs, melody from Africa. Or it did not even, I don't know if it is from another part of Africa, but when it comes to Afrobeat, yes, I know Afrobeat very well. It did not just contain any single detail of Afrobeat, or probably it just felt like it was a sang by an African person, so it needed to be added to that category. But trust me, Grammys, if you're listening, I think that song did not even deserve to be in the top five, or even a nominee in the song. But I was surprised and I was shocked that it won the award that very day. And I'm talking about that also, and when she was coming up to pick the award, instead of them playing Tyler Water, they started playing Fela Water. So I guess we've talked about that already, but it is still funny. But now Tyler also has officially announced herself as an African artist, and she's in the Afrobeat category. And but on the other end, I think most of her songs are not even Afrobeat songs. So but we can say less, we can do more. But what can I say? It's like me trying to categorize something I think she's already modified herself to be. So if she's gonna be like, I'm an African artist and I belong to Afrobeat, who am I to say no? But all I am trying to say is I think the production needs to tell for itself, the melody needs to tell for itself, everything. You can see Chris Brown doing Afrobeat and you understand, yes, this is Chris Brown. You can see people like Usher dropping an Afrobeat album last 2 years, some songs in his album that were Afrobeat, and even officially got some Afrobeat artists featured on the album, and officially Feels official produce or official he officially produced some of the songs. So what can I say? So these are the few things I think we should really put in place and learn to adjust, instead of just calling ourselves African artists and we don't really do the general in general. So right now I have Tyler Gunner and Killingsburg, and the title is One Jump. So we're gonna be back after the song.
Original girl, you want a replica?
No.
Smoothie, no regular, degular.
No.
You're listening to my house on Radio Fan.
They never had a pretty girl from Joburg to me now, and that's what they prefer. I don't touch no wheel, cause I got a chauffeur. First class, how I get around the world. Just miss me with the drama, unless you call me with the commas. Or DJ, turn the sound up, cause we about to pour the rounds up. From Jersey to Ibiza, they say it doesn't get sweeter. Feel my body banging like speaker. Ooh, sweating on my concealer. Skin tight, no millimeter. And my face can't make him feel weaker. But you know that my body is a healer. Ooh, I love to make it jump, 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 jump. Oh, you know I love to make it jump, jump, jump. Dum, 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 back it up, up. You know I love to make it jump, 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 jump. You know I love to make it jump, jump, jump. Dum, 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 back it up, up. You know I love to make it.
Only gotta make a call and I'm here. Gonna wanna know your vibe, oh yeah. Listen to me, I put some carrots in your ear. Make this stitch up, I wanna put it in the ring. Wanna give D, I serve it like a dealer. Creeping out though, but I'm thinking in the middle. I'm back in Joe Bird, it couldn't feel no real. Help her repitch in a Polaroid. She a trouble, you know what? Sweet feeling like a sirloin. Told the show, we'll take it, shit, Chanel store. Have a play with you, be a world war.
From Jersey to Ibiza, they say it doesn't get sweeter. Feel my body banging like speaker. Ooh, sweating on my concealer. Skin tight, no millimeter. And my face can't make him feel weaker. But you know that my body is a healer. Ooh, I love to make it jump, 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 jump. You know I love to make it jump, jump, jump. Dum, 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 back it up, up. You know I love to make it jump, 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 jump. Oh, you know I love to make it jump, jump, jump. Dum, 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 back it up, up. You know I love to make it.
Original girl, you want a replica?
No.
Smoothie, no regular, degular.
No.
Pretty for real, I'm pretty for my cellular.
No.
You don't say you're hot.
No.
Okay, that was Jump by Tyler featuring Gunner and Skilly Beats. And talking about our entertainment news, we have a lot today, and we're going to be starting from just the airlines, from Black Bones reacting to the rep order of porn sites being shut down in Nigeria. Yes, Nigeria House of Representatives have said they were going to be shutting down all the porn sites in Nigeria. I don't know why, but yet, yet something they have to conclude. And also talking about African news, we have Queenette Herbert sues IGP Destiny Etiku for attempting to arrest her. And it is over between us. Oluwadola's fiance, Ifelove, announces their breakup. And talking about that, I'm just 32 years old. DJ Copy tells those pressuring her to get married. I'm tired of living America. Rappers DDG announced her plans to relocate to Nigeria. And I guess he said this, was it he or another rapper said it one time that after the fire down, the fire breakout in California, Los Angeles, I guess, and he said he was going to relocate to Nigeria. So I don't know why they are all choosing Nigeria and Lagos in particular, but I just hope it's for a good reason. And talking about entertainment music, we have Spyro reacting to rumors that his father is the father, he is the father of Nege's newborn. I'm talking about that Nideka, ex-wife of gospel singer Godsey Okereke, remarries, and Mr. Macaroni slams Nigeria for not handling leaders' accountability. Yes. Accountable, sorry, yes, and I think that is also something I guess I told myself I'll be reflecting on earlier today. I'm talking about that. I think there was a comedian, what was his name, Monica. He said something. He said there was one beautiful thing about Nigeria that he lost so much. Maybe somebody, you know, somebody stole money and the person started doing giveaway. They'll be like, eh, not be say ability fashion. He collected it. Like what he was emphasizing on was issues like this is whereby you see somebody that has been doing something not relevant to the economy, not relevant to the culture, but at the end of the day, because you are benefiting from that person. Personally, you just think it is okay to classify such a person as a good person just because the person they benefit you, but not thinking about the other things that are, you know, people that are suffering from what you think you are benefiting from. And it's a very good one when I heard Macaroni say that, and it is something I think Nigerians should start doing and start, you know, looking forward to, because you can't just rule as a counselor and embezzle money and feel like it is normal. At the end of the day, you start roaming around the streets with 25 bodyguards. This is one thing I said the other time. I said this is one thing I don't like about politics. You can see somebody doing something bad just because you are benefiting from that pocket. It becomes a normal thing to you, and for me, I just think it's about time we start, as Nigerians, we start, you know, putting issues into our own hands when it comes to politics. And talking about great news again, Davido made me love Pidgin English. King Charles III reviews, because he added Davido Kante to his playlist on Spotify, and that really made a great news, and it was a great one indeed for the culture, because I think it is the first time we are seeing him adding his song, an Afrobeat song, to that playlist. So what can I say? Great one. Reactions as Lottery Detective Page calls out AY Mayokun for flaunting fake Harrison bags. And I'm talking about fake, what will I say, luxury stuffs that celebrities do flaunt online. I guess Lantern also, what will I say, was you know, for what is it called? What's his name again? The data guy. Olusefemi for flaunting fake jewelries, and he was really kind of saying it's not a big deal if an artist decides to wear fake thing. And I was against it, though he was for it, but I was against it. Why would you? There are rappers who have millions, they don't really wear chains. Instead of them wearing fake chains, they don't just want to wear chains. People like J. Cole, for example, we have a lot of big celebrities that don't even like fancy stuffs, but they have the money to. So even if you don't have the money to, why would you go and buy a fake one? Why don't you just let it? You know, why don't you just let it out there for the what will I say, your fans or people you are influencing to understand that even if you don't get it at the moment, you can still rock what you got. You don't have to start, because for me, I think this is where the fake life all started from. Because at the end of the day, when I see you start doing something and I know it's not beneficiary to me and the other one is doing it, so it becomes something not, how will I put it? I don't know how to use the right thing, but I think it's not something encouraging. And if people like AY, Basket Mouth, I see them wearing fake jewelries, and I mean, I can't wear fake one. And but I'm not saying wearing fake one as a regular guy is a big deal. It's not a big deal. But you as a celebrity should be able to put yourself out and be like, yes, I'm not able to afford this thing at the moment. Yes, let it be. Even if it is Louis Vuitton, I put normal about made bag for my neck and I not be Louis Vuitton. I don't give a fuck. I don't have the money to afford Louis Vuitton, so I'm wearing something that I know that I can afford at the moment. So for me, I just think it's just something every artist should start, you know, to start working on. So without talking too much right now, our next song, it is coming from the one and only Magic, and he released his album a week ago, if I'm not making any mistake. And this is one of the song Voices, and after that we're going to be talking about the album and the track list. If possible, we're going to be doing a review for the songs next week.
So many pain that I feel, but me I still stay one it up. That's why me crack, I fix my. Anytime I hear their opinion, some of my friends backstab me. So nobody with me I really trust. They tell me there is love, but it's haters that I see. Me power like a chaser for my gene. Cause many, many voices in my head. Me no feel like me I get many losses in my ways. See mama say make up all the anointing for my head. Cause every day send me pray to find my way. Send me pray to find my way now. Many, many voices in my head. Me no feel like me I get many losses in my ways. See mama say make up all the anointing for my head. Cause every day send me pray to find my way. Send me pray to find my way now. From the get-go, me I know they fight, only my shit talk by me let go. I just wanna make this money just to feed my circle. And peace to the ones who me lost in a ghetto. Oh no, so when me try by, yeah. One girl, two girl, me look like my way. Looking at the mirror, but I cannot see myself. Man, I take a few shots and just to ease my pain. Oh no, yeah. I cannot help myself, but I really hope I'll be fine. I'll be fine, yeah. So me hope I'll be fine. There's many, many voices. Me no feel like me, I get many losses in my ways. See mama say make up all the anointing for my head. Cause every day say me pray to find my way. Say me pray to find my way now. Many, many voices in my head. Me no feel like me, I get many losses in my ways. See mama say make up all the anointing. Cause every day, send me pray to find my way. Send me pray to find my way now. Many, many voices in my head. Me no feel like me again, many losses in my ways. See, mama say, make up all the anointing for my head. Cause every day, send me pray to find my way. Send me pray to find my way now.
Okay, that was Magic Voices, and I said he just dropped his album a couple of weeks ago, and the album officially was released on February 28th, 2025. That's, as I said before, officially 2 weeks ago, and the album consists of tracks like Consistency, Oremi, With You, Aki, Winter and Summer, Okay, 11, Sexy Lady, Vibration, Bad Decisions and Foreplay, Sempe and Kombaje, and the last track on the album, Voices. And this is a guy, I think, that has been putting out different projects, officially mixtapes and EPs, by the way, and singles officially. But now, I think this is his first studio album, if I'm not making any mistake. So I guess it's something he has been working up to. I've not really listened to all of the songs from the album, but I think I'll put out time to really see what he's got to offer. And he's an amazing, album, and I've listened to some of the songs like Voices and 11. They're great and nice songs. And the album is titled I Dream in Colors. Yes, and talking about entertainment news again, we have what is it called? Baba T finally admit that he slept with Laddie's wife. And talking about another one, we have Mr. Macaroni. I will snub Governor So Worry again. This is the fact. What's the comedian's name again, by the way, if I'm not making any mistake? Shaylo, when he said Governor Olu, Sho-Olu will want to beg Mr. Macaroni for a handshake, why he snubs him, why he's out there trying to get his attention. And I made my own opinion by saying, this is what you get when you're just too not real. I don't know, you're fake, by the way, because maybe the governor has understand one thing, that whatever you're doing is to benefit you personally. But I think Macaroni is this kind of person who is really for the people, and he really wants the betterment of Nigeria in his heart. So he wouldn't say something that a governor, a president, whatever person is not doing well, he would not be able to speak out for it. And I guess that was one time, even the NSAS protest, after the NSAS protest, sorry, and they were still going out to protest and still seeking for a better Nigeria, and they were still out there. They caught them, by the way, and a lot of people were calling him coward and the others heroes, and even made a comedy about it where he said 99 heroes, one coward, because a lot of people were slandering him because he is a public figure and he shouldn't be doing that. But trust me, forget about the public figurity that is he has. Whatever he was doing was for the betterment of the country. He wasn't doing it for him to get, how would I say, followers on Instagram or whatever thing. But he got a lot of slanders and he didn't take that lightly. But that did not stop him. He's still out there trying to, you know, put his fans and his people in game to make them understand that they can't be able to, you know, to make the right is right when the time is right. And talking about suing again, we have Destiny Tiku that files an 100 million naira suit against Queenette Hilbert for defamation of character. And after we're gonna be listening to a song again, and after that I have a great one from Very Dark Man, which I'm gonna be talking about. But before that, we're gonna be listening to Omozi featuring Zlanta, and he titled this one Downfall Driver, the remix.
The goals, I down the road, may declare the goals. I did see the alone, cause you show the holy, holy ghost, show me the road. Waiting, I know, see, you can see, only good days from my calendar. Bro, my team, bro, my lala. No one thinks we go cause the casala. Countless ups and downs, but thank God for that. Give gratitude to the most young. To get what I want, me, I got to fight, just to fly. I don't walk up, I sit down for driver's job. Got it all up on the show. Put you a leg up on the tongue. I don't walk a kilometer. You got it all up on the show. Put you a leg up on the tongue. Before my giggy bread turn to slice, before my brother turn to ice, I go the fist tie, then go say make a rest. Sometimes I dey wonder if all you dey my head. If say one of us get that even 2K no go drop, who that day for club where we no say we no go pop. Everywhere no street, our uncle no dey drop. We no shop for more but we still no say it go sub. All on God. Now when them see me on the telly, them go dey regret everything. When they tell me all the doubt it was and their shakings. Only what you want on the ride, they no fit test me. Countless ups and downs, but thank God for that. Give gratitude to the most high. To get what I want, me, I got to fight, just to fly. I don't walk up, I sit down for driver's job. You got the whole look on the show. Put you a leg up, but it all on. I don't walk a kilometer. You got the whole look on the show. Put you a leg up, but it all on.
Go by the name Dachley Shevrug, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay. That was a Mozi featuring Zlanta, and the title that very one, Downfall Drivers. And I'm talking about entertainment news again. We have Magneto Kicks as Oladipo released this track over Headings Snub. And talking about Oladipo, there's one thing I noticed about the guy. He's out there just looking for clout, and I guess nobody's really giving him one. So hopefully this one does really give him what he wants, because it all started when the Headings announced nominees for the 2025 edition scheduled for April 5th. Oladipo, which is Oladipo, if I may, names was notifiably missing from the best rap single category. Speaking through a diss track on his Instagram page, Oladipo vented his annoyance at the award organizers at the Headings. Make I sound on a real quick. because when I just the Waga Lenyan, I don't know what he says, it doesn't get more hip hop than this, he rapped. Reacting to the development during an interview with EPTV, Magneto seemingly took a jab at Oladipo. Magneto said, for him to have dropped a diss track about the category, he shows he needs the award more than all of us nominated. All of us nominated, and EPTV would have just tried at least put one of his songs there to make him happy, because I think he's hardworking too. But at times, all of this stuff depends on what your priority is. If I don't find my name there, I wouldn't be bothered, because my priority is how to get more of the gigs that I get. And because I love money. But when I saw my name there, I saw how important it was for my name to be there. Oladipo might end up dropping a diss track for all of us in the category. I've seen EPTV categories before where I didn't see my name there. Yes, it's possible. Anything can happen. As I said, Oladipo is out there just looking for cloud, and I hope he gets one this time. So if he does this, I hope Magneto should reply, because maybe they should give her that cloud to redefine. Because a old guy who could fake his own death just to make his single become, you know, relevant, it was just so dumb of him. And at the end of the day, the single not still blow, and everybody knows in a fake. Because what really prompted that is there was when Mohbad died, his song really was topping charts and everybody was going crazy on him. So he was hoping to do the same thing, you know, fake his own death to make sure his song stopped chart. Guy, nothing for him. So at the end of the day, it wasn't what he thought it was. And now, talking about entertainment news again, we have Mr. Easy, who just lost his mother, Ify Edit. And talking about him, the artist shared the sad news on Instagram on Thursday, posting a heartfelt tribute alongside a photo of them together, expressing gratitude for the love, strength, and sacrifice. He described her as his greatest protector, toughest critic, and a truest fans. Mr. Easy acknowledged her influence on his life, alighting the values of that she installed in him, including confidence, entrepreneurship, and devoting to family. He concluded his tribute by honoring her legacy and bidding her farewell. And talking about that, he has made it clear in several interviews by saying his mother was the first person who gave him his first $1,000 to have a recording session. I don't know, even a featured artist, whatever. And I really think whatever. I don't know, whatever his mother has done for him to make him get here, I just pray he really keeps on the legacy and, you know, becomes something great. Though Mr. Easy is already great, so by the way, it becomes something great, and great indeed. And talking about other entertainment news, we have Davido that threatens a radio gag for criticizing his song. Condemning his song quality, radio gag advisor Davido to quit music. Reacting to him, Davido took to Radio Guard direct manager DM and threatened to deal with him, while accusing the social media commentators of rubbishing a project he had worked hard for. Davido, in a leaked chat on X, asked Radio Guard to delete the video review. The singer who vowed to deal with the radio gag also warned him to stop posting about him, sharing the video of this conversation on his radio guard. Radio guard called on the public to hold Davido responsible should anything happen to him. He wrote, Davido came into my DM last night and threatened to buy me. Guys, if anything happens to me and my family, make una know that Davido run am. As a social commentator, I have the right and freedom to express my views on social media, and I'm not scared of anyone. Just thought I should let you guys know. Evidence of this message attached to the post, and he really did share the post on S, formerly known as Twitter, by the way. And our next song is coming from Black Bones, featuring Fino and Young John, W for Way to Go. We're gonna be back after the song. You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
Money rules everything I know. Money make a man turn psycho. Bang her daddy love Josie. Oh my fool, me new soprano. Anything for ego. Chapa di jinji jola chiru. Kalo jaye munaku. Me and you do the collabo. Oh no. Bad boy, organizer, advertiser, analyzer, Madi mi apa, pull up papa. You want me to demonize her? Oh no no no. Fresh out, peace sign, lifestyle, Pablo. Me and the couple, Lanko. Back then I was a low life, looking at the bank like only Jago provide. Now we have fashion, only Jago provide. Boys looking so black, Can't come take this melanin, sugar cane, sweet pass, saccharine, be my medicine, no man. Say my, from all the demons that walk around, say they be human, but they lie. Say my.
The number, organizer, eleganza, negotizer, I go pump, I'm like vulcanizer, knock for hands down, see the propaganda. Perfect timing, walking on the ice and on a taka fanta. Only hook a cancer, but I be rasta. Only put the bantin, obon wala captain. Female bro acting. This the anthem, for the man them. For the gun them, and they know if you ban them. What's the table, who see the else behind them. It depend them, oh my god damn. Mbutego, walk out such a laugh. What a laugh, yeah. Jibilasa, sebe faba. Atulanya, oma tata. Oh man, I got no idea.
Listening to my house on Radio Fab. I go by the name Dachel Chevrolet, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to my house. Okay, that was Black Bulls featuring Fino and Young Joe, and the title that one W for Way Take Go. And if you're just joining us, this is my house. My program will come here to do every Wednesday by 6:30, and all exclusively in English, just to listen to the best of African music and to hear the best from of African gist and entertainment. And talking about that, we have to a Savage, and said she finally came out and agreed the reasons why she haven't and can't sign any artist. Speaking in an interview with Forbes Africa, the singer said she does not have the gift to manage up a coming artist and behavior. The 45 years old father said that she would rather build a musical school for up and coming singers to learn and later get signed by any record label. Everyone always asks when I'm going to sign an artist, and I think I have the gift to sign. I don't think I have the gift to sign artists because they are stressful. I can't just wake up from sleep and my artist is training for something else. But I have the gift to help, which is why I'm trying to have a music school where artists can go and later get signed by actually where they can actually help them. I think that's a beautiful one. I'm talking about entertainment news again. Destiny Tiku is training everywhere, and this time from Queenette Herbert, saying that she snatched her boyfriend from Queen Herbert, who made the allegation in a viral video on social media, threatened to beat Destiny Tiku up if she visits Asaba, Delta State capital. Herbert made the threatening after Etiku unfollowed her on social media. Angered by the development, Herbert claimed that the trial of betrayal had finally caught up with Etiku, forcing her to flee Asaba to Lagos in fear. Narrating her personal experience in a now deleted video, Herbert accused Etiku of snatching her boyfriend and other colleagues, men who are sponsoring their lavish lifestyle. It has come to my notice that Destiny Tico thinks it is all about running around and following me. I need her to understand that this thing started from Cubana's babes on the set of the production. And talking about that, on the set of the production, Ethics production, Ken Steve's Ake directed it. On the movie set, my ex Tony that drives Benz came from Benin. I knew how long he sleeps with you and a whole lot. The story is long, and this is not even the first time and the second time. You that claim to be my friend, you are even killing me behind. You break leg, con the open leg for my man. You run from Asaba because you knew that a lot of people were wanting to beat you up, and she always used to snatch anybody that is close to you and comes around that and you that she feels she's okay and funding your biz, and she go try to snatch him just like my ass. I'm fucking coming for you 1 million times, and I'm not ending anytime soon. And once that video was dropped, the Cynetical got it. I don't know, it was, I heard allegedly she was not following Queenette Herbert. And now when when she saw the video, or when somebody from her team saw the video, they had to send it to her, and now she's suing her for defamation of character for $100 million. Another great news coming from entertainment or sport, from the side of sport, we have Drake, FIFA president, infanating on the potential of Drake performing in the World Cup halftime show, which is going to officially be the first time that the World Cup or the world of soccer is going to be having an halftime show. But we have another song right now, we're going to be back after that, and it's from Big Teams, and the title is one banger. Go by the name Dachel Shevrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Musical and mystical, shit is popping, this you know. Forever grateful, yes indeed. Shit, it wants to slip with me. I don't mean to disagree, but I just want the best for me. Musical and mystical, I'm sure by now.
Go by the name Dachelle Shebrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Body gonna do me je, run the matter inside the keke na pepe. Oh yeah, baby, sempe, blow me like you drink is a pele water. Body gonna do me je, run the matter inside the keke na pepe. Yeah, oh yeah, baby, blow down your trumpet, blow down your trumpet, blow, sample your trumpet, blow. Oh yeah, baby, Jojo for daddy, yo. Jojo like mommy, yo. Jojo fun alaji, yo.
Say, you have captured my heart, oh, baby, yo. Hey. Anytime I move you, they hold me down, baby, yo. Yeah. But I must to shoot my shot, oh, baby, yo. Yeah. My country go high, pray make you know about the bar, oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, baby, sempe, blow me like you drink is a pele water. Body gonna do me je, run the matter inside the keke na pepe.
I go by the name Dachelle Shebrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, we just had two songs that came upon back to back. The first one was Big Things Banger, and the other one is from Wizkid featuring Black Jay-Z, and the boy titled that one Blow. And it was from the album Soundman, if I'm not making any mistake. From the EP, sorry, Soundman, an amazing EP. Four tracks and The Blessing. They were all a blessing indeed. And talking about allegations again, we have Mercy Chiwo finally postponed, the court finally postpones arrangement of Mercy Chiwo's ex-manager. I don't know if you know what's been going on between the gospel singer and the ex-manager. He said she needed, royalties from her old songs, and officially they sue him to court, and Very Dark Man came and started backlashing her, and now she's also suing Very Dark Man for 1 billion naira. And there was one funny thing about Very Dark Man that really came to my mind when he started naming people that sue him. We have people who sue him for 200 million, 1 billion, 1 billion, 500 million. Officially, it was like 10 billion naira in sum, you know, in total. And there was one thing that really got me laughing. The guy really said so that it was true. He said, even the NGO don't get that, but what does it mean for this city money pre-call? It is very funny, but not funny. And talking about that, Oyendi Kechukwu and his companies AZT faces charges of money laundering and dishonest conversations of $340,000. Fired by the Economic and Financial Crisis Commission (EFCC) on Thursday, hearing prosecutors Mrs. Blishi Buhari appeals for the EFCC, while Mr. Chikosolo Ojukwu San and Dr. Monday Ubani, representing the defendants, both the prosecutors and defendant confirmed that readiness to proceed, but Justice Alexandra Owere declined to take the plea, stating that the case could be moved forward until the administrative issue was resolved, and defense urged that the dispute was contrary rather than criminal. The court adjourned the case to them on the 14th of May, sorry, in the year 2025, which is next month on the 14th. So May, next 2 months here, sorry if I'm not making any mistake. Talking about music again, big news, Wizkid officially released Kese music video, and it was directed by him. And that's the first video I don't know, because there's no video that has been out there that he was on or off that was written directed by Wizkid, but this one was officially written directed by Wizkid. And he also, when he posted it on his social media, Andozi said directed by me, by the way. And the video wasn't that bad, and so as it wasn't that creative, but since it's his best video, who am I to judge? Even when I first got into directing, it wasn't as easy as I thought, but as time tells, you know, as I always keep saying, practice makes improvement. So I guess it will get to a time he will get better, and I end of the day, maybe probably go your music, maybe you're the production of it. We'll just say I go your be. It was a nice visuals, by the way, no doubt. Clear one, good quality. The creativity wasn't that too bad, but I am thinking if it was given to a proper director, probably they would have really made something great out of the video. But what can I say? He's his concept, and you can't change that about him. And talking about entertainment music again, we have seen Tenny revealing the struggles with illness money can't buy health. And Tenny on Instagram posted on Wednesday shares a video of herself on a hospital bed receiving medical attention. Sharing the clip, the singer said that she's diagnosed with malaria 2 weeks after she started feeling weak and unable to eat. And while calling Oba Eleshi to address the mosquito problem in Iketa area of Lagos, she wrote, "I was down with malaria. Oba Eleshuni, we need to do something about those mosquitoes in Akate. Malaria held me down and I went through a lot. I was weak and down for 2 weeks. I couldn't eat and I lost weight. Admin the illness, I went to perform in Ondo because who will feed me? I can't make a refund." She captioned the video, "Money can't buy you health. Oh, now God." So that is that for that. As she even said in her last single, Money. So I guess it is more like, what will I say? She's not just talking about it. It's not something she has come to realize also. So without talking too much, we're having a song from the year 2006, if I'm not making any mistake, 2007, from the group P Square, who is now Mr. P and Rude Boy. And the boat title is one, More Than a Friend. We're going to be back after the song.
Hey girl,
oh. I go by the name Dachel Shevrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
See, he get his girl from my hood, understanding I wish I could, getting me this way within I do. I just wonder, she's my girlfriend, I'm a boo. No temptation, no taboo. Looking so sweet and beautiful.
My brother, can you imagine? Everything be like in a magic. Some say make a fashy, that she's flashy, and she looks so sassy. You won't make a panic. Man, I don't care if she's nasty. To me, she's a classic girl. Can I be more than a friend to the end. Understand. I just don't wanna make you take me as I am. Understand. I just don't wonder, can I be more than a friend? Girl, this love never passed me by. I remember when I used to try. After trying not to cross the line, can I not go line? Not because you're too fine. Please don't make me cry. Don't even ask me why. Unless you want me to cry. Cause I see the wonder. Hey, my brother, can you imagine?
Can you imagine what the people are saying?
You say make a fashion.
Even though love is blind, I can see.
She's flashy.
Yeah.
People that talk say she nasty.
Let them know. I don't care what people say. Can I be more than a
friend to the end?
And
understand.
I just wanna make you take me as I am.
To the end.
Understand.
See,
I just wanna,
can I be more than a friend
to the end? Yeah. Oh.
I didn't wonder. How can I be more than a friend to you? Someone so close to you. Even though love is blind, I can see. No one can change my heart. No one can tear us apart.
You can take that from me. Can I be more than a friend?
Understand.
I just don't wanna make you take me as I am.
To the end.
Understand.
Say,
girl, can I be more than a friend?
Brother, can you imagine?
To the end.
Understand.
I just don't wanna make you take me as I am.
She's flashy.
To the end.
Understand. I don't go fashion.
I just don't wonder, can I be more than a friend till the end?
Go by the name Dachel Shebrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was More Than a Friend by P Square, as I earlier said, and there used to be a group called P Square, but now they are now, you know, divided. One Mr. P and the other one Rude Boy, and they used to be P Square because they were Peter and Paul Koye, and they were twins, and they just squared the P, you know. Nice group, the P Square. So that is that for that. And talking about the song, it was from the album Game Over, and as I said earlier, said it was released in 2007. An amazing album. These guys used to put out project every single year, and trust me, they used to tell me, like, it used to be October, November, or December. During October, November, no doubt, or September sometimes. Trust me, that song, they always the banger, reach December. And since they broke up, they've not been able to really do something. Though they've been able to achieve something great individually, but as it was once said, two heads are better than one, and P Square was just a true example of that. And I think they should really, if they could come back, it would be a great thing for just everybody, not just themselves alone, at least for the fans also. Me, I would have loved P Square to come back, and I would have loved to see P Square back. And talking about the reaction of Black Bones during the House of Representative detective for the total shutdown of pornography website in Nigeria, on X, Black Bones suggested that they should ban a sign of misplaced priorities using popular adult site Destiny Mirror as an example. The rapper urged the adult films helps criticisms through difficult times. This country is funny. Destiny Mirror, who helps us through tough times, and they want to ban her, he wrote. And talking about that also, my own take on that aspect is that the problem right now? I don't know. I'm just saying, if the country has just really figured out every single thing and they think, okay, right now pornography is really affecting our economy. I'm just saying, because I really don't see where the sense is coming from, because me, I don't know. I just talk. Sometimes it could be like, say, as somebody once said, the country be like, wait till God just did do Netflix. Like, if you want your chill, Netflix and chill, go say, okay, more poor Nigeria, mean watch. Because at the end of the day, a lot of things are happening in the country that are just so funny to understand that even on regular, if you're using your normal brain, like, as a person, Joe, if your medulla oblongata is officially working, you should get it. If you're mad, because at the end of the things that are not making sense becomes a regular thing in the country, and things that are more important becomes irrelevant. As a representative, are they representing something that is not even called for at the end of the day, and yet you are, the economy is dying, nobody's talking about that, the roads are not functioning, light is still up and down, the data system, the communication system is off. As a country, I think Nigeria is not even working. People are trying to just be there, be like, okay, mama, just leave me, not be like, say, we keep ourselves. But inside there you are trying to bring out something from nowhere and be like, pornography should be banned. For what reason? If you can tell me what harm pornography have done to the country, that road hasn't done, that lack of light hasn't done, the lack of infrastructure hasn't done, lack of companies hasn't done, lack of maintenance of the country hasn't done, then probably we should ban pornography. But if not, then I'm just saying, whoever brought that, how will I say, is it an idea or a pitch to the house, and should just be slapped to death? Just my own opinion, by the way. And our next song is coming from Shane Vibes, and the title is one happy song. And after that, we'll be back.
Happy people, we are happy.
By the name Dachelet Chevrolet, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Shay Vibes' happy song. And talking about that, we're officially in the end. We're officially getting close for today's episode, and I just want to say thank you. If you've been there, hope you had a great time, because me, officially, ladies and gentlemen, I did. And now we're gonna be back again next week by same time, same same place, just the same radio station, nothing more, nothing less. And as I always keep saying, if you miss any of our podcasts, you can just re-listen to it on our website on www.radiofab.it, or you can just visit it on just search for the podcast on Spotify and officially any other site that you know there is podcast. Just search for it and you can see it. My house, and my name is Dachula Sherbrooke. And as I always keep saying, your recommendations and your, what will I say, your feedbacks and your advancement will always matters a lot. So you can just drop them on our DMs on any of our social media platform at Radio Fab on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can also follow me at DCUYI Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. So without talking too much, I guess I'll be closing today's episode with a beautiful song from Patoraki in Black. And this song has been out since the past 5 years. He came out banger, and now officially he dropped the video. I don't know why it took so long, but at the end of the day, at least we've got a video for it now, and that is why I'm adding the songs to today's list. So without talking too much, I just want to say hope you have a wonderful, great weekend and midweek, you know, weekend before the weekends and the weekend, and we'll see next week, you know, that kind of thing. I'm just talking like that. So hope you have an amazing week and a weekend, and hopefully I'll be great to see you next week. Have a blessed time, and as I always keep saying, ci vediamo la prossima puntata. Ciao.
I just had a word with my forefathers. They said this would hit you hard like firecrackers. Black truth coming from a black root. We have to go back to black. We have to put black on track. Why, sir? Black soul black. Black's code black. Too many lies. Black told black. Moving forward in life, black hold back. Black hates black. Black don't rate black. Black underrates black. Even some black don't wanna see some black people date black. Black beat black. Black heat black. Black cheat black. Black maltreat black. Black kill black. Black don't feel black. When black give black, black want to steal back. Black don't support black. Black extorts black. Black deports black. Black reports black. Black snitch black. Black bewitch black. Black don't enrich black. Goodwill black never wish black. Black don't appreciate black. Black never tolerate black. Black relegate black. That's why black currencies depreciate back. Black deceive black. Black don't believe black. Black religion. Black division. Lies the feed on. Blocks the vision. May do this for the next generation of black. Let my music be the truth and penetration for black. Love is the answer for the elevation of black. This slave mentality, we need a new motivation for black. Black leaders, you don't need to have a bad mind. You travel abroad, you see good roads and airports, you come back and act blind. Clean water, good food, we can't find. Blackness, black richness, black excellence, black love, and black mind. That's what we want. Growth is stunt. I don't love you as my black brother, what else do I want? Every black must have each other's back if they wanna be in front. Now let's rewrite the black love in a bold font. That's what we want. One love. What I say?